Well, today we are visiting with some of the top students in the class of 2026 at Audubon High School, and we're going to start with?
Harlow Miller.
Okay, and tell us about your family.
My mom and dad are Ann and Darren Miller. I have an older brother, Edward, and a little sister, Ramona.
I am getting old. I remember when Darren played basketball here.
That must have been a while ago.
See the gray hair? It was a while ago, yeah. Tell me a little bit about the coursework that you enjoy, teachers that you liked.
I really like the English and reading type, and I also am really like Spanish right now. Miss Hackbarth is awesome. She's our Spanish teacher. And another one of my favorites is Miss Madsen. She's our English teacher.
Okay. Is there something that stands out about those teachers for you?
They're just really fun to be in. They make learning fun, and they explain things really well, and it's just fun to be in their class.
Does it matter to you do you like the coursework better if the teacher tends to connect well?
Oh, 100%. It's way easier to get involved in the class if the teacher is fun to be around and they are good at explaining things.
Okay, very good. Let's talk about extracurricular activities. What's kept you busy?
I'm in volleyball, and I just recently joined basketball for my senior year. And then Student Senate, FFA, I'm in the play. Yeah.
Lots of stuff.
Yes.
Anything that's a favorite for you?
Definitely volleyball. I've played that all my life. I've done some club out in Omaha, and that's been really fun.
Okay. So you kind of like doing things as a team?
Yes, for sure. Yeah, I love being a part of a team. I think it's super fun.
Good. What about accomplishments? What are you going to look back on that you're going to be most proud of from your high school years?
Definitely volleyball is a big one. I think I've made some pretty cool strides there. I broke a school record, which I'm really proud of. And then just being as involved as possible. I think I'm really proud of myself for doing that and putting myself out there.
Okay. Well, what's next for you this fall?
I'm going to the University of Iowa, and I'm thinking of majoring in speech and hearing sciences. I'm not 100% sure, though. I'm still kind of undecided, but that's my plan at the moment.
How did you choose Iowa?
I really liked it there. I like the distance from Audubon. I like that it's a good ways out, and I'm one of the only ones. I am the only one going from Audubon, so that's exciting, and it's a big school, which I like.
Okay. So you're kind of on the fence yet about the course of study and stuff for sure. So do you have kind of an idea of where life takes you?
Not right now. I'm still very gray area, not 100% sure on anything.
Okay. Well, you still have a little bit of time. Give those eighth graders some advice.
Definitely just get as involved as possible. Make new friends, try and put yourself out there as much as possible, and just make the most out of high school.
Okay, very good. Well, congratulations on what you've done so far, and good luck in the future.
Thank you.
All right, and next up we have?
Brody Schultes.
Okay. Brody, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Chris and Shandy Schultes. I have three siblings. Their names are Caitlin, Skylar, and Ellie.
Okay, and let's talk about schoolwork. What classes did you enjoy?
Like Carlos said, I enjoyed English, but I also enjoyed the ag classes that we've been in.
Oh, good. How about teachers? Anybody that really kind of helped push you along?
Miss Elmquist, and then, like Carlos said, Miss Madsen.
Why those teachers?
In Miss Elmquist, she has a lot of hands-on classes, which helps me learn a lot better, and she's just easy to talk to. And Miss Madsen, she's also easy to talk to, and she's just a lot of fun to be around.
Sure. Now, the ag classes tend to be not quite as structured sometimes as other coursework can be. Is that something that is attractive to you?
Yes, I like when I can just do my own thing and just get stuff done.
Okay. Let's talk about extracurricular activities then for you.
I'm in basketball, baseball, track, volleyball, FFA, National Honor Society, 4-H, and Student Senate.
That's a lot.
Yep.
How do you keep track of all that? So how do you make time for everything?
Just make sure I have a good schedule, and all the sports are at different times in the year. So and then all the non-sports, there's a lot of time that I have to do that.
Sure. Are you a leader in those areas?
I am the vice president for the National Honor Society, and I am also the vice president for the Student Senate.
Okay. So you aspire to be president someday?
Hopefully, yes.
If you're here long enough, right? No, good for you. It's good to be involved. Do you like leadership roles?
I do, yes, but I also like being told what to do because it helps me figure out and then help other people also.
Okay. Talk a little bit about accomplishments for you. Anything you're going to be most proud of looking back?
For basketball, we made it to a district semifinal, which we haven't been there since, 1990. So it's a big accomplishment for me and my team.
Okay, very good. Talk a little bit about the future then for you. Where will you be this fall?
I'm attending Northwest Missouri State University to study applied health.
Okay. Why'd you choose that course of study?
Well, my sister is a chiropractor, and anytime she came home, she always studied a lot. And every time she studied, she always had to, like, do something. And I was her, like, test dummy. So it really got me interested in that field of study.
Okay. So are you thinking chiropractic, or are you going a different route?
Chiropractor is in there, but mostly physical therapy.
Okay. Excellent. So is that something you can do close to home? You can do that anywhere, right?
Yeah. There's physical therapist here. He used to come every Monday to see if anybody had issues. Sure. So that's what I would like to do.
Okay. Very good. Why Northwest Missouri State?
My aunt goes there, and I've known a lot of people that have gone there. So I have someone there that if anything goes wrong, then I have someone there just in case.
Okay, very good. A little far from here, but still close enough to home that you can keep in touch real easily. Give those 8th graders some advice then before they start high school.
Like Carlos said, just be involved and have fun. Because if you don't make high school fun, then you just won't enjoy it.
Okay, yeah, don't waste the time. Very good. Well, thank you so much, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, and next we have...
Lena Elaine Johnson-Reeman.
Okay, and introduce us to your family.
I live with my grandparents, Karen and Roderick Reeman, and then I have an older sister, Marin.
Okay. What about classes for you? What'd you enjoy?
Definitely English. This, just like Brody and Harlow said, I love Miss Madsen. I actually was just awarded the Governor's Scholar Award, and with that we give a recognition, a certificate to our favorite teacher, and I just gave it to Miss Madsen.
Well, congratulations. That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, it was fun.
So did you get a chance to go down to Des Moines and be awarded?
Yep. I attended the ceremony, got my picture with the governor and lieutenant governor.
Mm-hmm. And that gives you an opportunity to do what?
Just recognition, basically, of mm-hmm. the hard work as a scholar and...
Is that something you applied for, or were you nominated?
No, I believe here at Audubon, because the school chooses who, mm-hmm. and you can pick one or two students, but here at Audubon they pick, like, the number one senior.
Very good. Well, congratulations again. That's pretty neat. Any extracurricular activities that have kept you busy?
I'm in football cheerleading, wrestling cheerleading, tennis, yearbook. I'm in the play, speech. National Honor Society. And, yeah.
It sounds exhausting to me. Is it exhausting to you?
Yeah, I think January I didn't have like any weekends open because it was all wrestling and then all speech. And
yeah.
Very busy.
Yeah, that's a busy time for everything kind of comes together for mm-hmm. you. So how do you keep it all separate? How do you keep going?
Just because I enjoy doing all of it. Just mm-hmm. the enjoyment helps me push through.
Sure. Talk about leadership then. Are you involved in leadership positions then too?
Yes, I'm actually vice president of National Honor Society. but other than that, kind of just there.
Sure. Any accomplishments for you? I mean, the governor's award is pretty neat, but any accomplishments for you that you're going to be most proud of looking back?
Honestly, like making it to All-State speech. I have been trying that for all 4 years of high school, and I finally did it my senior year for both large group and individual, and I was very proud of that.
Yeah, you should be. Congratulations. What's next for you this fall?
I will be attending University of Northern Iowa, and I will be majoring in computer science.
Okay. Computer science, something you've always had an interest in?
Kind of, but also not really. Like, I've always had an interest in technology and coding since I was in elementary school, but I kind of like abandoned that for a little while, and I wanted to go into more of like an artistic major, but now I've kind of shifted back.
Well, I understand technology is pretty hot these days, right? All right, very good. Give the 8th graders some advice.
Honestly, kind of what Brody and Harlow said, just don't be afraid to try new things. Like, I had no clue that I was going to have any interest in like cheerleading and mm-hmm. any sports, honestly, but I ended up doing it and I enjoyed it a lot.
Good. Very good. Well, congratulations and best of luck to you in your future.
Thank you.
All right. Very good. And next we have
Isaac Sorensen.
Okay. Isaac, introduce us to your family.
So my mom and dad's names are Doug and Lisa Sorensen. I have 7 siblings.
Oh, wow.
Jeppy, Joey, Jasper. They're all J's too. Jeppy, Joey, Jasper, Jasmine, Jocelyn, Jordan, and I think I said Jeppy, didn't I? Joseph.
Well, it's a fight at the dinner table at your house.
Yeah, yep.
All right, very good. Talk about the teachers and the courses that you like.
So they've all said it, but Miss Madsen in English, she makes the courses so much fun. And it's like also Harla said, it's so much easier to do your work when you have a teacher that makes it fun and allows you to think how you want to think.
Mm-hmm,
and I'd have to say another class would have to just be choir. This year's been kind of difficult, but we had a teacher last year. Her name was Sandra Wagner, and she was really good, and I loved having her.
Oh, very good. Yeah. All right. Well, talk about the extracurricular activities then for you.
So I do football, choir, speech, and I teach religious ed classes on Wednesdays.
Oh, wow. So you're pretty busy, too. What do you enjoy the most?
Football.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you going to pursue that further?
I really wanted to the last couple of years. Then this year, we did really well, but I found myself not really, like, wanting to pursue it anymore. I just kind of burnt out from the sport. I really enjoy it still, but just wasn't something I wanted to constantly do my whole entire life, and I just didn't want to have the pain of football in my life, and broken back, or just constantly sore. Didn't want all that.
Yeah, that's part of it, but yeah. It's also a full-time job, too, yeah. If you take it to the next level as well, so you've got to be dedicated to mm-hmm. it. Talk a little bit about things that you'll be most proud of when you look back.
Well, as I just said, football is my favorite sport, and I'd have to say going to the Dome, because our class would have been, well, if we wouldn't have went, we would have never gone to the Dome, because the last year's graduating class was the last class that actually went. So knowing that we just completely started a whole new generation of kids that went to the Dome, mm-hmm. as beginners, I'm pretty proud of that. So
very good. Well, yep. You should be. Very good. So you enjoy doing things as a team then, too?
Yes.
Do you like team activities? Because it sounds like everything you do, whether it's sports or otherwise, is with other people.
Yeah, I really enjoy being with the team. I mean, even lifting is another thing I do. Even just lifting with other people, there's something about being around others and them pushing you to be the best version of yourself. There's something about it that just makes you want to keep going, and it just inspires you to be a better person.
You bet. Well, where are you going to be this fall?
I'm also going to the University of Northern Iowa, and I plan on studying music education.
Okay. So music is an important part of your life?
Yes, music's been a huge part of my life. I also planned on going into computer science because I was really into computers. I'm taking computer classes right now. But once I started those, I realized it wasn't something I wanted to do. I didn't want to sit down behind a computer all day, and I just couldn't see myself doing it. And so my fallback plan was music education. And since I've decided to pursue that, I've had nothing but fun with it. And I just went on a visit to UNI, and I fell in love with their whole entire facilities there. So.
Oh, very good. So you want to teach?
Yes, yep. I want to teach music. Yep.
Okay. Well, sounds like a good plan. You can do that a lot of places.
Yep.
Tell me a little bit about these eighth graders now, then. Give them some advice that they need to know before they walk into high school.
So I'm definitely going to agree with what they've all said. Try that new thing, but also don't be scared to reach out to others. I myself was really scared to ask for help. Don't be afraid to ask. Everybody's here to help you. They want you to learn. They want you to be the best version of yourself. Go try that new thing and just be the best version of you that you can possibly be.
That sounded like a teacher.
Thanks.
He's on the job learning. Very good. Well, congratulations to you, and good luck in your future.
Thank you very much.
All right, and thank you all. Those are some of the tops of the class of 2026 from Audubon High School.